Here, the attorneys can be reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in Mandarin at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue, the discussion of the day. We're talking about today an issue that I believe is on the forefront of the minds and the hearts of multitudes across America. And that's in relationship to what will be coming up April the 8th of this year. We're told there will be a total eclipse of the sun. Now, it will not cover all of America, though it will traverse from down around Texas, coming in off the Gulf Coast, right on going northeast and going out up into the lower portions of Canada and out of the northeast in America. Now, there's some wannabe prophets today that are saying that's a sign. That's part of the prophetic text in the Word of God, that's a sign. And that sign is, from their perspective, that is the day, that is April the 8th, will be the day that God starts to judge America. Now, is that true? Is that so? Is it true? We're talking about what is biblical prophecy. How do you ascertain what is biblical prophecy? Well, a little tidbit of footnote, if you will. You go to the scripture, find the biblical reference in context, and say, there's where I'm pointing. This is what the Bible says. It's based on the good book, the truth book, the B-I-B-L-E. And that's what we go by each and every day when we face the issues. We do so based on the authority of the scripture. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, made this statement. If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, the Bible gives us a declaratory statement about the Word of God. The Bible says, thy word is truth, in John 17:17. Then in Psalms 117, verse 2, the Bible says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. So, ladies and gentlemen, notwithstanding what others may say, what wannabe prophets may tell us, notwithstanding what may be conjured up in the minds and the hearts of multitudes today, the Bible is the final authority. It is the truth book. And ladies and gentlemen, truth matters. It was the secularist George Orwell that made the statement in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, where he says, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, truth, it cannot be bifurcated, divided, a half truth is a whole lie. And yet we have those today that are saying that everybody, each and every one, makes their own decision about what is truth. That is a paraphrase of the latest survey. 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35 year old age group, make this statement. Each person determines his or her own version of truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth. Listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my position today. That's my position today. I believe we need to go back and listen to the truth, learn the truth, live the truth, tell the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, the more I see, the further we go down this corridor called life, living, and the world today, the more I recognize that we are in the last of the last days, as the Bible says, and all we need to do is look at the Word of God. It tells us the signs, and we'll talk about that today. It gives us the signs of the last days, what signs we need to look for. But ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you, the Bible is the final authority. It's not based on my decision. My broadcast in this show each day is not based on some denominational dogma or political rhetoric or philosophical jargon. It's based on what does the Word of God say. That's the final authority. I call it the truth book. And I say that we need to have a central biblicist worldview of what the Bible says. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old San Augustine Road. And Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. 11291 Old San Augustine Road. But wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordains to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. We're talking about today, what is biblical prophecy? What is biblical prophecy? How do we ascertain what biblical prophecy is? I'm going to say a few words, and then we'll take our first caller. We have Dr. Davis with us today, and he and I have the joy of talking about biblical truths, theological, doctrinal, biblical truths, and I'm thankful for that privilege. But before we go further, let me remind you that in the Bible, the Word of God, there are three major chapters in the New Testament. Not discounting the Old Testament now, but just focusing on the New Testament. We have the Matthew chapter 24 and 25, Mark chapter 13, and Luke chapter 21. Those are the eschatological prophetic text that tells us what we need to look for, how we need to recognize that we're in the last of the last days. God gives us explicit chronological information about what He's going to do, how He's going to do it, and what to expect. But let me do a little parenthetical footnote to that statement. We have no signs for the rapture of the church. The rapture of the church is the eschatological next thing on the calendar of God. There are no signs. It could happen at any moment. It could happen, this reason we call it the imminent return of Christ, because it could happen at any moment. There are no signs. There's nothing else to be fulfilled biblically before that takes place. By the way, for your edification, if you want to study the rapture, good starting point be in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18. I commend it to you. I recommend it to you. Multitudes of other places, but that is the classic text about the rapture of the church. Now listen, there's some wannabe theologians, some academics that have become so open-minded their brains have fallen out, that discount the rapture of the church. Because they reject it and discount it doesn't remove it from the truth of the Word of God. So let's be reminded of that. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. How are you, Dr. Davis, my good old country boy, doctor?
I am very blessed, Brother Jim. Good to hear your voice today.
Good to speak with both of you gentlemen, fine gentlemen there. I read that rabbinical professor's article as far as the solar eclipse is concerned, and I think in association with that, he is publishing a book for sale on that.
Yeah.
And and I can tell you, I practice amateur astronomy, not astrology, astronomy. I actually have telescopes that I look at the stars and I take images. But I did an image of the last solar eclipse in 2017 or 2019. It was in August. I do remember that. But it's quite a spectacular event to witness in person, and it shows you how perfectly God designed just this little section of His entire universe that He's owned and created there. The moon is the exact perfect distance away that when it comes in between the sun and the earth, it actually creates about a 110-mile path or wide path that moves along the surface of the earth at quite a rapid speed. And it's a spectacular event. And what I was reading there, there's three things that I disagree with. One, I think America's already under God's judgment. Two, he was making reference to the darkening of the sky when Christ's from the midday hour to the third hour. I think it's ninth hour. Yeah, but that darkness was a total darkness, and it was for quite a long time. Typically, a total solar eclipse there. This is going to be one of the longer ones there, but it's only 4 minutes long in duration there. I think 4 minutes and 29 seconds, and that'll be somewhere in Texas that it achieves that as it comes in from across Mexico into Texas. Mm-hmm. It'll cross over through Indiana and then exit out Maine and across Newfoundland and then back out over the ocean again. But that, to me, he's not being biblical as far as New Testament and Revelation or any of the other prophecies there. I don't feel that he's correct on this count, sir.
Well, let me jump in, Jim, for a moment. Then I'll let Dr. Davis, as we call it, pipe in and see what we think. But you have a lot of these folks that are hyper-generated for recognition. Some of the same ones that's talking about this today is not only the so-called Jewish prophet from the standpoint of Jewishness background. Looking at an article, biblical expert, solar eclipse to mark the beginning of the judgment upon America. An unusual total solar eclipse will traverse North America in April, has some biblical experts, now listen to the terminology, biblical experts pointing to a deeper significance of the event, especially in light of today's extremely unsettled times. Then it goes on to say, Pastor Mark Beltz, B-I-L-T-Z, of El Shaddai Ministries, is sharing his insights into the upcoming solar eclipse that will take place on Monday, April the 8th, 2024. Now, I don't know if that name rings a bell to you or any of our listeners, but Mark Beltz happened to be one of the ones that had written the book and made millions of selling a false, phony, prophetic text on the four blood moons. Beltz and John Hagee and two others, I've forgotten the other two at the present time, that had written articles and written papers and presentations and lectured and then wrote books on that subject. And one of them sued the other two because supposedly he stole his information and published the book. Now, the Four Blood Moons mindset was that this was in 2014 and 15, that by September 2015, the world was coming to an end. God was judging the world, and the moon was going to turn to blood. And they used biblical text out of context. They used Joel 2 and 3. They used Revelation chapter 6, chapter 12, verse 6 and following. And each of those talks about the moon turning to blood. But in the context, Jim, it's after the days of the tribulation. In fact, in the final days of the tribulation. So if you believe that this solar eclipse is God's judgment on America, I believe God started judging America May 15th, 1948, when Israel was birthed. God started disengaging with the Gentile nations, judging the nations that he said no to his son, Jesus Christ, re-engaging with the Jewish nations, the apple of God's eye. And that's what we see taking place today. So these wannabe prophets want to take unusual events and try to tie it to some event in the Bible, but their problem is the eschatological text must be in chronological order of the events that's in chronological order in the Scripture. You can't just hypothesize this is what it means. Where's the Scripture that says that? What Scripture does he use to validate that? He has none. He goes back and he talks about, as you said, when the sun was darkened, when Jesus was hanging on the cross. What God did at that time was simply pull the shade over God the Son to prevent the mocking, gawking eyes of a world that's mocking and gawking at Jesus, ridiculing him as the Son of God, as the Savior, making fun of him. God the Father pulled the shades to protect God the Son hanging on the on Calvary's cross on that day. Has nothing to do with the eclipse on April the 8th of this year. Dr. Davis, did I say that all right?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, I think you hit the nail on the head. I'm going to say good morning to my bride of almost 38 years. Thank God for you. Love you so much. All my family and friends, everyone that's listening on today, hope that you listen intently.
Amen.
Because certainly believers can be deceived if they don't know the word.
That's exactly it.
I'm looking at 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. Says, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake, and can I say, just throw it in there, and wrote, as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
Right.
We have to know and understand, Dr. Youngblood, and I believe those other two individuals that you might have been trying to think of were Harold Camping and Hal Lindsey.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those, and they might be good men. I believe Brother Camping is already gone to be with the Lord. I'm not certain
where he is. Go ahead. You're being kind.
Let's say I hope. Amen. But we do. And we hope the best for everybody.
Amen.
But listen, these two men had to come back and apologize for the terrible errors that they made trying to prophesy, or trying to, let's say, convert prophecy over into what they thought it should have been.
What they were doing, they were trying to get ahead of God and ahead of God's word, and leaving God's word to their own discretion. And the scripture you just read in Peter is of no private interpretation. And that's looking at a rope, and here's the rope, and it's twined together, and you cannot untwine it and say, this is what I believe.
Amen.
You can say, this is what I believe if you want to, but it's not what the Bible says.
Well, they had so many believers, you know, carried away with that, until a lot of people, from what I understood, I didn't see it, but I heard a little news here and there, how a lot of people got carried away with the thing that those two guys had to say about, you know, Jesus was coming in 2020, in 1999, or in 2000, the Y2K bug,
right,
and all of these things. I mean, I know some of y'all can remember when all of these things were out in the news, and people got carried away with it because of these two individuals and others who misinterpreted what the Scripture said.
Absolutely.
Here, again, this is what we're trying to prevent. We're trying to encourage believers to know the Scripture.
Amen.
I believe I remember you saying that your pastor told you, know this book.
Know the book.
That's right. And it's important for us to know the book.
Absolutely.
Know the word of God, so that we won't be sidetracked.
Won't be sidetracked. Sidetracked or deceived.
Amen.
Jim, did that just about cover what you were considering?
Yeah. That covered everything that I had mentioned. Dr. Davis and I had a conversation, I think, about 2 weeks ago, and Harold Camping came up, and we discussed some of the very same issues that are being talked about on your show today, and I'm blessed to be able to speak with both of you gentlemen. You're not wrong. I don't have the scripture in front of me, so I'm just going to paraphrase, but that was a darkness while Jesus is on the cross that actually could be felt as well. And that people couldn't even move from where they were at. So it was an all-encompassing type of darkness. Now, in an eclipse, if you've ever been in one, you can still see it's not all encompassing. It's just a phenomena that occurs because of the way that God set up this little part of his universe.
And, well, Jim, one of the things, if you want to call darkness an evidence of God's judgment, all somebody's got to do is read Revelation chapter 16. Revelation chapter 16, the first 11 verses, it talks about what God will do in the last days of the tribulation. The rapture comes next, then there's 7 years of tribulation, and Christians won't be in the tribulation if you've said yes to Jesus Christ. We'll be raptured out. But in the last days of the tribulation, Revelation chapter 11 is about the halfway point of the 7 years of tribulation. So Revelation 16 is entering into the last days. Revelation 16, the first 11 verses, the six of the seven vials of wrath being poured out. And as those vials of wrath are poured out, sores break out on all of mankind. The sun shines to the point that it fries mankind, scorches mankind. That's the true global warming, by the way, that day. There will be the diseases that will be proliferating in that day. And at one point in Revelation chapter 16, it talks about the Basileon, the kingdom of the Antichrist, that's talking about the whole wide world, will be in total darkness. The sun will turn to darkness. There will be total darkness. There will be the oceans and the seas, the scripture says, will be congealed as a dead man's blood. That's in the last days of the tribulation. Has nothing to do with today, but that is indicating God's final pouring out of his judgment on a world that said no to Jesus Christ. You can't take that and find a biblical nexus to make this eclipse coming up on April the 8th as part of a sign, a prophetic text, a sign of God's judgment. It is not.
Yes, sir. But, may I add one thing, sir?
Yes, sir.
Well, in there, doesn't it say that the moon will be turned to red? I don't know of any event where you'll have a penumbral lunar eclipse along with a total solar eclipse happening at the same time. It just can't occur. But well, what Revelation's talking about in that part, isn't it?
Joel chapter 2 and Joel chapter 3 talks about that. It says, and after this, after what? The close of the tribulation. Revelation chapter 6, verse 12 and following. And I beheld when it opened the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, when she is shaken in a mighty wind. And the heavens depart in the scroll, as they scroll and roll back, etc., etc., etc. Verse 15 says, and the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondsman, and every freeman, hid themselves in dens, and in rocks, and in the mountains, and said to the mountains, and the rocks, fall on us, hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, that's Jesus, and from the wrath of the Lamb. That's during the days of the tribulation, when the wrath of God is being poured out. That is God's judgment, but it's the judgment on the world. You won't find a sign in the scripture that says that there will be an eclipse zipping across America in about 4 to 5 minutes, and that is the sign that says God's judging America. No, when God judged the nations, he'll be judging the whole wide world that said no to Jesus Christ. Right now, God is judging America for our rejection of Jesus Christ, for our refusal to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And right now, that's, in my opinion, going to be sped up because Joe Biden, as the representative of America, turning our backs on the nation of Israel. That's probably one of the most deadly things that any nation could do. But we're on the fast track for that. But Kevin, Jim, the whole point that I'm making, we need to recognize that there are those out there that want to somehow, some way, get attention to themselves by saying that this is what the Bible says. I want us to understand, and our listeners to understand, we need to go through the scripture, interpret it literally, unless it says otherwise, and recognize that there is a chronology of what God says, especially when it comes to the eschatological prophetic text. What will happen when you turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 24 and 25. It's chronologically what will happen and the signs. The first sign being false teachers. False teachers across the world.
Amen.
We're finding that today proliferating. And this is part and parcel of it. We have false teachers, and I'll say it bluntly, false teachers that are somehow, some way, putting into the marketplace of ideas for Christians something that is not biblical. But because so many Christians are anemic, immature, and do not know the word, they will embrace it and believe it. That's my fear. Jim, thank you so much, brother, for
your
call. Spot on with your interpretation, your thoughts on that.
Thank you, Brother Jim.
I believe we have Kevin on the line. Kevin, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Youngblood, for your program. Really appreciate the open talk about the truth. And it's all about the truth, you know. And you know, Dr. Youngblood, the reformers of old called the Catholic Church the Antichrist. The Martin Luther, the Wesleys, the other reformers called them the Antichrist. And on the Pope's mitre, it says, Vicarius Filial Dei, which comes out to the Vicar of Christ, the replacement of Christ, was a blasphemy. And they are, that name, Vicarius Filial Dei, comes out to 666. In the Latin, confirming they are the Antichrist church system in the earth. And as far as the solar eclipse, actual solar eclipse in 2023, as well as the full solar eclipse in 2017 and 2024 coming up, and it actually spells out the Aleph, the A, the Hebrew alphabet, Aleph, A, and then the Z is the Tav, which is the cross, which the 2017-2024 make. The beginning and the end. Yeshua Mashiach, the beginning and the end. This is, everything is pointing towards the complete end of our time. Everything, the blood moons, the solar eclipses, all these things have happened already. There's no more solar eclipses for 100 years after this time. And there's no more blood moons like the four blood moons we had in 2014-2015. There's nothing like this after this for 1,500 years. So we believe that this, and Yeshua gave me a dream, and I never heard the voice of God in a dream before, but he says, I'm returning soon. I'm coming soon, and he told me to do something. But he gave me total confirmation, many confirmations about this dream, and everything is pointed to the blood, the Bible codes say war, famine, pestilence, war, famine, pestilence. We will be infiltrated. The open borders of Mexico, we are infiltrating. We are under attack right now, Dr. Youngblood, and I'd like you to do a show about that. Yeah.
No question about that, Kevin. Let me jump in for just a moment and do a little parenthetical footnote to what you've said. If you had a dream, and it said, you don't have to have a dream or a vision to know that the Word of God says we're in the last of the last days and gives us the prophetic signs that we need to understand. Matthew 24, Matthew 25, Luke 21, Mark 13, Joel 2, 3, etc., etc. All of those dealing with the last of the last days. And when you look at it, there's an eschatological truth, but it's in chronological order. And when it comes to the 666, we don't need to wonder. That is the man-centered man. That is the apex of humanism, the total focus of mankind rather than on God. And we need to recognize that we are in the last, as you said, we're in the last of the last days. God's wrapping up this whole universe. But my point is that we cannot say that an eclipse coming across America at a fast pace, going to the northeast, going back out of the ocean, that says God's judging America, beginning to judge. No, it doesn't. God's already judging nations that said no to Jesus Christ. He's in the process of that. Because judgment is slow does not mean that God's judgment is not real and relevant. God's judgment takes time, but it does not mean that God is not presently judging. So, Kevin, thank you so much for your call. Delighted to have you on. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute top-of-the-hour news break. We've got some other folks hanging on the line. Hang in there. Don't hang up. We'll be right back, right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.